Hi, and welcome to Be Still and Know with me, Dr. Micah Jazz. In the Oratory Garden, we have a number of fruit trees. Every spring, the first sign of their future harvest is heralded by the appearance of blossom. This is itself intensely beautiful. Although attractive, it is only a promise of what is yet to come. Whilst we celebrate its beauty, we leave it to fade and fall in expectation of what is yet to come. In much the same way, we begin our Christian journey as blossom, bright and beautiful expressions of the future promise of God seeded within each one of us. Blossom is immature fruit, and the word immature actually means unripe. Finding Christ is but the first step in an exciting journey, the object of which is to grow up into maturity in Christ. Every one of us who has passed through childhood into adolescence and then on into the various stages of adulthood recognizes that even at a physical and emotional level, maturing is tough. It demands decisions and constant readjustments, as those decisions, despite being well-intentioned, prove to be no longer appropriate. Equally, in our pursuit of God, we are to mature from childhood to adulthood in our understanding and expression of Christian life. Initially, as in childhood, we entrust ourselves to the decisions and actions of others. However, slowly we develop the desire and ability to make decisions for ourselves. This is exhilarating to start with. It can lead to tension with those we once trusted entirely, yet eventually it weighs heavy upon us, for we have to make decisions that have real consequences on the way we live with ourselves and with others. Our lives are directly shaped by the decisions we take, and reflection often raises a number of what-if questions for every one of us. Discerning God's path and purpose for my life is my responsibility. After all, I will have to give an account of my life to God. I cannot point to someone else and blame them. Of course, my choices may well have been constrained through circumstances beyond my immediate control, yet my response is always determined by me. My decisions will be influenced by those I respect, who have maturity themselves, as well as through my own personal encounter with God. One thing's certain, I will wrestle with choices that affect the process of my maturity. Will the blossom that expressed the first fruits of my God life actually develop into the harvest for which it was the precursor? There are significant fallers from our fruit trees, unripe fruit that never fulfills its ultimate destiny. As we enter into the God space today, maturity is primarily a consequence of desire and decision. Desire is woken by many elements which form an essential part of your life's course. How do you decide when to pursue such desire and when to quench it? This is the process of maturing in God. Amen. My period of maturing is my lifetime, the extent of which I can never know. Choosing those desires to pursue is the challenge I face, and the decisions I take will reduce my options. By doing so, I become less subject to the winds of change and less likely to be an early faller. Do please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope and follow along with these daily meditations at home. And also join me this Sunday for Premier Life, for a time when we celebrate God's love through worship, prayer, and one of your own wonderful testimonies. However, for now from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.